Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info before we get this party started?
Well, we have an awesome Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get a message, and you're going to love it because it's someone calling me out.
Oh, yes. These are my favorite that don't happen enough. Ever. Everyone needs to call Vicky out more, please.
Or call Sarah out, please. I love those two.
No, let's not.
So, it's Caesar, our buddy Caesar.
Oh, yeah. What up, Caesar?
He's like, come on, Vicky. Let the feisty Latina in you come out. First off, you're not in high school anymore. And if he says no, then he doesn't deserve you, girl. On to the next one. I got rejected a ton growing up, so it doesn't even faze me anymore. LOL. I would rather know than wonder for months or years of what could have been. Have a great day, ladies.
Yes! This is what I'm talking about. So he's talking about the text challenge that we talked about a few episodes ago.
Where I don't have the balls to text this guy that I think is really cute. I feel like...
And you text them what? Will you go out with me? Yeah. That's it. So the person you have a crush on, that's all you text them, and then you see what their response is. So Vicky has a crush on this guy that she only sees
a couple times a year. Usually at nerdy events.
Exactly. So
he travels
like
a lot.
He doesn't work in the same building. He doesn't live in the neighborhood, you know. So I want her to text him that and just see the response. And it's not like even if he denies you or whatever, it's going to be awkward every day of your life because you don't see him that often. But it sounds like she hasn't yet and that we were off last week. So you had 2 weeks to do this.
I totally honestly forgot about the text challenge. I'm not going to lie.
Well, good thing we're talking about it again right now.
I'm curious because I feel like
she's so nervous.
No, I am. Like, I feel like I think it'd be better in person where I could be like, hey, you know, we should definitely hang out sometime.
You would, first of all, the fact that you see him like a few times a year, you probably won't see him for a few months now.
I don't have plans to go to PAX, but maybe an after party I can get into. I know he's going to be there.
There is no way if you won't send a text that you would ask him in person.
No, because I feel like in person, there's like, you can play it off. So if I'm vibing that, I was like, hey, we should get some coffee sometime. It's like, oh, you know, well, I'm seeing someone. No, I didn't mean that way. I mean, like, we should just hang out. It's easier to backtrack when you're in person.
I don't think you would
especially since I haven't talked to him in forever, so it'd be out of the blue.
This is the text challenge. It's a challenge.
And I'm going to get one that's like, girl, no.
He'll be like, new phone, who dis? He'll be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Well, so
Caesar, I agree with you for the record. I'm just saying.
My thing is, I have a horrible fear of rejection. I'm working on it. Taking care of some stuff with therapy and...
Therapy, yes.
I have a lot of homework for my therapy.
Even though I feel like everyone will always not like rejection.
No, but... I found this list on the cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Kai Ken has cheeseburger. 21 of the worst reasons people use to reject someone.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I wonder if I can think of any.
Okay, so I'll read some of these and see if you can remember any for yourself.
Okay.
High school girlfriend broke up with me after 2 years saying it was God's will we break up.
Ugh. It's what the universe is telling me to do.
My roommate's cat is really sick and needs to go to the vet. Can you take me home? I've only got the one only car in the house. 1 week later, hey, how's the cat doing? What cat? If you're gonna lie, at least remember it for a week.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't get asked out on a second date in college because of my FP was too high. FP equals fat potential. The potential of her getting fat was too high.
What? Oh, I have had one of my old friends who was on the Tinder game and a guy started talking to her and then wanted to see a picture of her mom to see how she might age. And I was like, that is so weird.
It's like,
And it's like, wait, but like, I'm not my mom.
I was like, I feel like I look younger than I am. And
yeah,
even my mom are at the same age. Like, I feel like I still look a little younger than my mom. So I'm hoping that's my dad's genes because you look at my dad and my dad has aged pretty awesome. Although having the baby, Prince Migs, he jokes because his gray hair just come in.
Oh, he's stressing.
like, he's like, it's baby Gio. I'm like, yeah. My mom's like, no, that's from the other kids. I'm like, I didn't give him those gray hairs. I took 30 years and made his life hell, and I didn't.
He didn't have those before Gio.
No, it's been a couple months, but they're kind of popping up. But he still has mostly dark hair.
Yeah, plus it's like, okay, yes, my mom. I am half my mom, but like.
That doesn't mean I'm going to age that way.
Plus, you don't want to see my dad. Not like I would send pictures of my parents to a rando, but.
Right. A chick told me she couldn't date someone with serious mommy issues as I did. My mommy issues was that she had died 2 months earlier. You don't want her, dude. That's a bitch.
And the sad thing is they were probably talking about mommy issues because like you were like so
upset.
Which you should be.
Yeah.
It's your mom. 2 months. It's been 2 months.
I'm really into you, but I still think I want to be with my boyfriend for a few more months. But when he goes back to Pennsylvania, we can start going out.
Dude, that's so like high school.
Right. It's like, bitch, I'm not your TV dinner. You can't pop me in the freezer and think I'll be ready to heat up when you're ready for me. This is reply. I love it.
I love that, too.
I don't speak English with a French accent, so I wasn't as exotic as I thought. This person wasn't as exotic as the person thought they'd be. English isn't my first language either, but neither is French, so it was quite confused. Like, so she thought this person was going to be exotic, but he wasn't exotic enough. He's like, so I'll try to respond to people. Let me clear this up. My first language is Finnish, but I speak both English and French fluently as I grew up in a French-speaking countries, but did half my schooling in England, and I went to an international school. So you can see how this would add to the confusion.
I'm confused.
Yeah, so she thought because he went to school and did all these things that he would have more of an accent.
Oh, my God,
and
lady.
So he wasn't exotic enough.
Ew.
I got the privilege of being the see if I could do this relationship after divorce. After doing the whole meet the family, talk about moving in, blah, 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 go out to dinner one night, then they drop to the effect of thanks for giving me the confidence to know that I can put myself out there again. As they explained it, they just needed to know that they could even go through the motions of a relationship.
Dude, what an a-hole.
Oh my God.
I assume it was a guy.
I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe it could have been a girl.
Oh, it could have been, I guess.
Yeah.
That is so messed up. And also, it's really weird that you, like, introduce, like, your family and friends to someone that you know.
I think it was just an excuse, I think.
To see if, like, they will accept someone else and, like.
Or even, like she thought, okay, maybe this person would be cool. And then it's like, man, I don't really feel him as much.
But then
as
being
I
like, thanks for, you know, letting me know that I can put my. What?
No.
Yeah.
I love this one. Sorry, I only like tall boys. Is 6'1" not tall enough for you?
Oh, not if the girl's like 6 foot. But can't wear those heels.
There's some girls that like are 5'4" and they're like, I need a man that's 6'3". It's like, why?
Oh, yeah. I feel like girls in general just, you like taller guys. I mean, you wouldn't want to date someone like my height. And Vicky's 5'1", and I'm almost 5'5". So
I've dated guys that were your height. I date, like, my last actual boyfriend, Andy, was your height.
But you like them taller.
But I've just naturally have always gotten taller guys.
Let's get real. Taller guys, it's just sexier.
They're more fun. But I've had connections with shorter guys, and they, like, it's been pretty awesome. But if I can build, like, you know,
if you had your
build
choice.
A bro. Build we have a bro. Build a bitch, build a bro.
Build a bro.
You'd be a little taller.
Six.
Anywhere between
six
like
foot?
Yeah, 5'11", 6 foot, 6 foot one.
6 foot five. The that tallest one guy was 6 foot what, seven or
seven.
Something? That was crazy.
I've been with two guys that were 6 foot seven.
Dude, that was weird.
It was weird. So finally something I can answer. I had a girl reject me, say, I can't date you because what if we go on a date to somewhere with stairs? Because the guy is in a wheelchair. It's like, I can't go on dates with you because I can't go to places with stairs.
There's always an elevator, bitch.
Or like,
except wait, there's not actually like in a park and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, friendly parks, I guess. Anyways, in first grade, my crush was asking around if someone could tie his shoes because I guess he didn't know how to. Me wanting to tie his shoes and maybe talk to him said, I'll tie your shoes. And then he just said, these shoes are a different tie. One stupid reason and one brokenhearted 6-year-old. It's like, no.
No, not you.
Told me she's always on the go. What the hell does that mean? You go to the same school as me. Where are you going? Huh? I mean, if she's like on the, like, I don't know if this is high school or college, but it's like if she's doing a lot of after school curricular, like if she's on a team, if she's like AP bio or something doing a lot of crazy stuff, then I can kind of see that. But
I like the whole like you're like, I'm too busy. Like, oh, I just can't. I'm too busy. You know, I think that's such a bad excuse just because if you actually liked the guy, you would find time. Or like they're always like at the movies or like at the mall with their friends. Mm-hmm. Or and you're like, you're obviously not too busy. Like, you're doing things. You just don't want to date me. Like, right. If you wanted to date me, you would have found
or hang room. Out.
Yeah, like, there's to hang out.
It sucks because I have a whole list of people that I'm like, I really want to see these people. I haven't seen them in a while. And sometimes I have to see them on our own, like, because they're not in the same group. I'm like, I can't just put everyone together.
Yeah.
So we were looking at my calendar before this, and I am pretty much slammed for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I had to find squeak in my friend. I'm like, this is what I'm doing, and I would love to see you sometime before then. And she's like, can you pencil me in on Friday? I'm like, yes, Friday. I have actually nothing really planned. So,
however, but I think you also, if you were really interested in a guy and like he was like, hey, like, I know it's late, we both have to get up early, but like, can I come over at 8 and we'll just like have a
you make it work.
You need to be like, oh, I have a crush. Yes, of course you can come over. Like, you might not get to bed till later, but like, you're not going to just do that with your random homies.
Right, exactly. And that's like, I really want to see this person. So I try to make everything work. Like, I had told my dad, let's do something, but we didn't have anything set in stone. He didn't come up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I'm going to go hang out with this friend.
Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
Melissa, she used to be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Miss you. So, and seeing her this Friday.
Yeah. She don't even remember. No. Yeah. I feel like if you actually like someone or something, you would kind of put them more on the front burner because you know your dad and you know your friends are still going to be there and like, you know, they still love you.
But it's like, it's hard. Like, it's like you both have to be pushing to see each other if you're friends or in a relationship.
Exactly. If someone's too busy, they just don't want to hang out with you.
This one's funny. She was into really fat dudes and I was only kind of fat.
Oh my God. That is so funny. And I love that. You don't always hear the guys, but you hear the guys that are into like big girls.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really hear a lot of the girls that are into the big guys.
One of my favorite things. So when JT left Scrubs, did you ever watch it?
No.
So JT was the main character. The actor left and Scrubs went on for like another season or two. So for the season after the first season when he was gone, they brought in this chick who is like a new doctor. Like, she was learning.
Yeah.
And she was such a bitch. Like very, no, you know, bedside manners. She's like, suck it up. You know, just very, very tomboyish.
Yeah.
And she was just really, really into fat dudes.
Really?
And she puts a piece of cake out on the table for a cafe. And she's like, I'm going to get one. Because she just wanted a bang. Like, she didn't want a relationship or anything. She just wanted a bang and like do her job. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna find one. It's like, ooh, look at that fatty. Yes. And she'd like go and corner him and go bang him.
I love that. There needs to be more girls like that.
Right? I like that. I like the guys with the dad bods.
I mean, I'm kind of dating a dad bob dude. Mm-hmm. But like, the really big, you know, because some guys really like the big girls.
Yes.
And you see like a big girl and a little guy and you're like, damn, nice. But like, it's right. Not always.
I've seen a few.
You've seen a few?
Uh-huh. But it's very rare.
Yeah.
This dude said he wouldn't date an Asian. He doesn't date Asian chicks. So after a year, he's dating an Asian chick. Worst thing for my self-confidence ever. LOL.
Oh, my God.
That is like, not only, even if it's true, you don't say that.
Plus, like, why would you date them in the first place? And for that long? Like,
no. So he ends up dating somebody else who's Asian.
Wait, so he... Oh, what?
Yeah, like a year later, he starts dating somebody, a girl who is Asian.
Oh, my...
So that is awful. So basically, he didn't have a good excuse. He just didn't want to date that person. That? Yeah. And that is awful. That is a very, very racist thing. Like, it just sounds racist.
Yeah! That's like, terrible.
Like, there's types of guys that I don't go out with because they look like my family.
Yeah. Like, do you say, like, you look like my brother?
Well, like I've made one, like, I had a guy friend of mine who kind of had a crush on me, and I made it perfectly clear. Like, if you look at him, he looked like a taller, tanner version of my brother.
Yeah.
Like, legit, and had the same mannerisms and same hair, everything. Like,
did he get that?
I made sure to tell him, like, dude, like, you look like my brother right now, because he didn't have his hat on him, like, because he genuinely did, and that's the reason why.
Yeah.
And that thing ever happened. It's like, it would be like banging my brother, and that's gross.
Be weird.
But
then it's not like you, a year later, would date someone that looked like your brother.
Right. No.
Oh.
Actually, I turned a trans man down because he looked like my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like.
When did you meet a trans man?
When I was a waitress.
Oh.
Like, he left his number, and I was just like, ah, he's so cute.
So it was a girl going to guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, you look like my cousin Kevin. I can't do this.
And you probably have a lot of family members too. You probably have to knock a bunch of them off your list.
When I went to Mexico, I'm like, I don't see any cute guys because they all look like my uncles. Like they all look like my cousins or uncles, and it's weird. I have a lot of white cousins too, because it's just random. My aunt shot out some white babies.
Holler.
But there's still some. Yeah, they look. It's weird. Another one on the list is, I'm a dainty eater, and apparently a real man eats a burger and fries. My date thought it was unmasculine. I ordered fries a la carte.
Isn't that just a side of fries?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he didn't want the burger. I think he just got the side of fries. I think I get the idea where she's coming from, but it's still stupid. It's like, you don't want to be eating this big, massive burger and fries and then look at your guy and he's eating just this little salad. It's like, you're going to feel real crappy about yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's dumb. I will admit it's dumb, but I could see where she's coming from.
Yeah, I get it too. Like that. I mean,
that's why I like bigger guys, because then I feel dainty and small and cute.
Yeah, and protective.
And I've gone out with guys that were shorter and like skinny, and it's just like, I feel like I'm protecting you, and I feel like a giant troll.
Yeah, and it's weird, and you're like, I don't want to get on top because I'm afraid I'm going to break you.
I'm like, you can see all my chins. But if we both got a bunch of chins, it's cool.
It's cool. And both our chins will be flopping around.
And if you're taller, you know, and like broader, you can throw me around.
Hell yeah, throw me up against the wall.
Woo. So this one's another effed up one. I have lupus, and the guy said, I don't want you to die before I do. He then proceeded to go for the crackhead with multiple DUIs.
Oh.
Like, I had a guy, he's like, oh, I just don't want anything too serious right now. And he had also expressed, he had said, I don't want any kids. And we were just hooking up. We weren't even dating.
Yeah.
It was like our weekly hookup. And then he proceeds like, I can't do this anymore because I'm going to go back to my 19-year-old ex who has a kid.
What?
And we were both, I was 21. I think he was like 23. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm just like, give me a better reason, dude.
I have thought about that. Have you ever thought about, like, let's say you knock on all the woods, you get diagnosed with something, right? And they say you have 6 months to a year to live or something, and you're with someone. Okay, let's say like a year.
Okay.
So it's a longer time. You have a year to live. Do you, if you were the person sick, do you
break up with them so they don't watch you,
yeah,
die?
And like start. They can start to get over it rather than like having this year of maybe greatness and sadness at the same time, and then know what the outcome is going to be and then have to get over it. Like, is that even more painful?
Yeah. See, I thought about that too, actually, randomly, like car thoughts.
Yeah. It's one of the shower thoughts.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I think it depends how long have I been dating the dude.
Let's say at least a year.
At least a year. See, that's a tough one. If it was
like
less than a year.
You guys love each other. You guys are like.
If it was less than a year and we still loved each other, I think I'd be like, look, I think we need to end this. But then it's like, it's that weird thing. We don't have any
problems or anything.
No. We don't have any, we live in a world where it's going to get out. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to save him this hurt. I'm not going to tell him I'm sick. I'm going to break up with him. Be like, you know what? Have a good time. He's going to find out that I'm dying. Through social media or something.
That wouldn't even cross my mind to not tell him.
So do I tell him or do I not tell him?
He's like, it's like your mom, your dad, your brother, and this guy. Like, right. you guys.
You're close.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd leave it up to him. I'm like, look, because I've hung out with a guy who in his life, he's had a lot of close people pass away, like siblings and his mom. So it's like, I don't think, and he stayed back. He didn't go to college, or he had a full ride, I think, to like a really fancy college. And he didn't go because he stayed back to take care of his siblings. And that was his choice.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think I can put him through that again to help like somebody and watch them die. That's weird. I know we got really morbid for a second, but
well, it's crazy.
It's a weird child thought.
I agree with you because I would want to have it up to the person. But then I know if roles were reversed and like my guy was dying, there's no way in hell I'd leave his side.
Right.
You know, I would just be like, this is how it's going to go. Like, I'm going to stay by you. But then I don't know, like,
emotionally, you're going to be broken. I think I read something that was pretty hard hitting once. So it was like the best advice you ever got. And this girl, her mother was dying, about to die. And her aunt, the mom's sister, like saw her and crying and being, it's like, look, you have the rest of your life to be sad over this. So don't do it in front of her. In that sense, it's like, you got to be strong for her right now. It's like, you can do this after, but this is when. So I was just like, damn.
I would like to say I'm strong enough to do that, but there is no way. I cry during the most I cry when people get married on TV and I don't even know them. I think it's just so emotional. Like, I couldn't. I would try to buckle up and be like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with crying, but if you're just like sobbing and depressed and like kind of isolating yourself while you're while you're saying you're taking care of this person, you're not helping them. But anyways,
Let's just some random shower thoughts that I have.
We only got a couple left, and we'll get going after that. It's like, I like you. I just can't handle your gay side. After she had outed me to my entire high school for being bi, she broke up with me after. So she outed him.
Well, he should have broke up with her right then and there.
Yeah. I don't know if like right after was like literally 5 minutes or 5 weeks. I don't know.
Dude,
that's stupid. She's dumb. Even for a high schooler.
Right?
I like you too much, and I look at you and think what an amazing mother you would be to our kids, and I don't want to be with someone I like that much.
What? Is it like, scary? It's one of those, like, you're not good right now. You might be good in, like, 5 years when I'm done whoring around.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, I found, like, an article, like, this tweet conversation. Maybe we'll read it for the next episode. And it was this guy. He was spelling out this conversation that he had with one of his best friends, and the best friend was pissed off that this girl he dated like 5 years ago, who he really liked, but he's like, I'm not done whoring it up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad that like she ended up like dating this guy like shortly after they broke up, and then now was getting married 5 years later to this guy.
And he's upset because
she didn't wait for him.
Oh.
I almost want to do a third episode just so I can read that.
Oh my gosh.
We might do a third episode and just read it.
I cannot even with people.
Actually, you know what? Screw it. We're going to go long on this episode.
Oh, snap.
All right.
Okay.
And I found it.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read you this whole spiel.
Oh, golly. All right.
My homeboy, who I love to pieces, had a great girlfriend, but he kept messing up, like big time. So she just calls it quits. He told her he was going to take the time to become a better person, and she agreed they could reconcile later if he really worked on himself.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. And my homeboy really just took the time to play around until he felt like he was ready to be in a relationship.
Play around.
Now she's engaged to get married to another guy this summer, and my homeboy is hurt. But I told him that no one is required to stick around while you figure stuff out. And I kind of realized this kind of thing happened to a few other guys I know. And like my homeboy, they were all extremely upset to find the person they thought they had moved on. So said he felt strung along, but she told him from the jump start she would be open, but wasn't going to put herself on hold. What he thought would happen is that they just drift back together eventually with no work on his part while he used the breakup as time to play around. Now he's trying to think of some last-ditch grand romantic gesture. Had to remind him that this isn't the movies, or this ain't the movies. Gotta hold that L. Also, it's selfish. You hurt someone, you did nothing to fix the harm. They move on and find a healthy, happy relationship, or happy love, and you want to swoop in on the 11th hour and interrupt them? Oh, and now I remember why I brought all this up, emotional labor. He says to me she should have helped him unpack the stuff he needed to work on. He hurt her repeatedly and then expected her to help him work through why. Go to therapy or talk to a faith leader or read. But the gag is, I told him back when they broke up that she was gonna get snatched up if he didn't get it together. And this man chuckled at the thought. After being on and off for 7 years, he assumed she'd always be available to him.
Oh, 7 years?
Yep. Y'all, and then he was sitting there trying to do the math over the phone, like, well, if they're engaged, she must have been talking to him damn near right after we broke up. Okay, and? Guys love effing up and then make the real travesty about how quickly she moved on. From what I understand, you were hitting up girls while in a relationship, so you don't get to dictate what the appropriate amount of time before she gets to move on. From what I understand, you were hitting up girls. Oh, sorry, that's the same one. He was like, well, I said I was sorry. I apologize, but I think anyone should wait at least 6 months.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, like he did.
To be honest, To be honest, it was a privilege that she was even open to reconciliation. But he fumbled that too. Now he's got to hear about the wedding plans from all of their mutual friends, and he's in shambles. So his LBs, he's a Kappa.
Like frat boys.
Yeah. Are trying to gas him to drive up to see her. This ain't a different world. Her fiance will probably stomp a homie out. So I started this with, I love my friend, but when the men in my life are, on occasion, graced with my advice, I don't do them the disservice of sugarcoating it.
Good. So is this a female writing this?
I think it's a dude.
Oh, it is a dude. Okay.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, you don't. Nope.
I think that's crazy that they were together 7 years, though.
On and off.
Because honestly, like, if he did go and try to stop it, he actually might have some say. I thought they were just together for, like, a hot sec, and he was like, I can't handle this. This is too serious. I need to do my own thing. Wait for me kind of thing. I didn't know if this was, like, on and off for that long.
Which is weird, because it's about the same amount of time I've been with my bang buddy.
7 years?
On and off. Like, on and off. Like, there's, like, 1 year we didn't really hook up much. Like, once, I think. But then there's times where we're hanging out all the time, but we've never said to each other, committed each other, like, hey, we have feelings, there is this
involved.
Yeah,
you guys don't like each other. Like, it's not like a relationship.
Not like that. No, we're friends. Like, we do hang out sometimes, but we're not, it's not romantic. And, like, we'll play romantic sometimes just to kind of, like, one more banging.
Yeah.
Just because it's nice.
Yeah, sometimes it feels better.
It's nice to cuddle and hold hands sometimes. But
yeah. But it's like if you were starting to bang some other guy and told him he can't bang anymore.
He's going
to
be like, okay.
Yeah. And he wouldn't try to. And if he tried to sway your mind, you'd be like, no.
No.
Like, we don't have that relationship.
No, we're not. No. So.
Dude.
That's like when I read this, if you guys don't remember, it's like, I like you too much. I look at you and think you're going to be an amazing mother. You would be to our kids. And I don't want to be with someone I like that much. It's like, no, you want to mess around. You found a perfect person.
I cannot wrap my head around women or men thinking it's okay that someone says that to you. Or my friend is going through something where she met this guy when we were out of town, and she really thought they had a great connection and this, that, and the other. And we've been back from vacation for months now. They haven't talked about seeing each other. She's brought it up a few times. He rarely ever texts her back. Mm. The last text she sent, they'll have a conversation, kind of, and then he'll vanish for a few days and then be like, oh, I'm so sorry, life is so busy, blah, 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 blah. Mm. And that's happened multiple times. And I'm like, he's not interested in you. Whatever you thought the connection you had when we were out of town, he either didn't feel it as much as you did, he thought it was just an out-of-town thing, and so the last text she sent him was about, like, I don't know where this is going. Is this going anywhere at all? And he hasn't responded. And it's been almost 3 weeks. And she keeps thinking he's going to respond, or he's at least going to be like, hey, sorry, life is so busy and blah, 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 blah.
That's not how it works.
And I don't understand, you know? And so now it's the whole thought of, like, we had this such a strong connection, but he's going through so much in life that maybe this isn't the right time. Like, maybe I am the perfect person for him, but this isn't the right time in his life for me. Like,
it's like,
so
you're,
maybe,
are you going to wait for this person who's out of town?
Who
you've only met once?
Yeah. I don't know. And for me, that's, see, black and white again. That's, I would have been like, a week out of vacation, if we don't have plans to see each other, I'd be like, what the hell's going on? Okay, I'm closing the door on it. If you really wanted to see me and I really wanted to see you, we'd make it work.
And even not, like, I'd be okay with, like, getting to know each other. Like, I get the distance is hard, but, like, I would want to text all the time or...
Yeah, like, she tried, like, to FaceTime a few times.
Exactly. And it's like, if you're not into it, if you're not trying to make the effort to talk to me, then I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've had that a couple of times.
Well, and it's like... She just kind of kept making excuses and making, like, I don't want to seem like we have to see each other soon, or I don't want to seem desperate or whatever. And
it's,
I'm like,
you do seem desperate.
Yeah, the fact that you're still talking and you haven't put a period to the end of the sentence, because the sentence barely even started, let's get real, I think is crazy. And so my last conversation with her about it was last week, and she said she's going to leave the door open but not be, like, looking through the door. She'll keep it open but not be, like, right there. And for me, that's just mind-boggling, because, like, is the door even open in the first place? And, like, wouldn't you just, for me, I would want to shut the door. I'm a badass bitch. If you're not going to come and put in the effort or time to even talk to me, like, I am closing that door. So if I dated this person for 7 years and he was like, yo, I'm breaking up with you again for like maybe the eighth time, like, wait for me. No. Eventually you have to put your foot down and be like, no.
It's, yeah, it's, I wish I could hear, like, find out more information. Like, I want to hear her side of the story. I want to hear
the girl who's engaged now.
Yeah, and I want to hear, like, what the new guy's like. I wish we could.
I know, and then, I mean, it is curious because it's 2 years is kind of a normal age, but if the other people were dating for over 7 years.
But I wonder if it was, like, a high school thing going up into their early 20s.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, what would have, that makes more sense to me.
Well,
like, if they started dating, like, at, let's say, 14, up to 21, then 2 years later, 23, or even, you know, 18. Like, I could see someone being on and off. It's like, well, this is my high school love. Mm-hmm. And,
but then, like, it's also like, she now running into something really fast? Or maybe this new guy is amazing and she's right. Like, holy crap. She's like, this is what it's like. Out of.
Yeah, this is what being treated well is like.
Or maybe she wanted a proposal.
That too.
Within the 7 years of them dating, and I now feel she's like, just rushing into it.
I mean, that
there's
could be a thing.
So
that's
many
why
options.
I want to know. That's why I want to know. Okay, I'll read one more. Because I feel like you're going to hate this person.
Oh, wow.
Hate them.
Okay.
I felt like I was with a child because I have dwarfism. I don't blame her for feeling this way, and it's totally justified reason to not feel attraction towards me, but why the F did you do a number on my self-esteem?
So this chick
told him, I felt like I'm with a child.
Oh, my.
He's like, and by the way, I'm 4 foot tall, and I have, I can't pronounce it, but it's the same disproportion form as Peter Dinklage from.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of the same.
Yeah. With stature.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, girl, don't
you knew,
say that.
Yeah, and you knew his height from the get-go. Like,
dumbass. Unless the... yeah. Like, cause it's not like, I don't think so, because I think I will feel like I'm with a child. It sounds like they dated.
Yeah.
So she's stupid.
And I love little people, if you guys didn't know.
That's why I knew she'd be mad. Anyways, we want to hear, what is the dumbest reason you were rejected for?
Oh, yeah. Or what's the dumbest reason you've ever rejected someone for?
And what do you think about this guy? Do you think he should have, like, done it anyways, run up and try to say, like, get this girl last second, like,
or dude, and if they have the same friends, that's so awkward.
That's awesome.
You know, all of his friends are going to the wedding except for him. Yikes. Maybe, well, he shouldn't have been such a playboy.
Yep. Well, talk to you guys later.
Bye.